We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're live from Buffalo's Cafe, Flowery Branch, guys, 3446 Winder Highway. Come out and hang out with us. We'll be here until 6:30 today. And today, the Falcons had a full scrimmage as they get ready for their first preseason game on Friday. The reason, guys, is because a lot of the starters will not play on Friday, and Coach wanted to get those guys reps and get some really good work in. And, Mike, they did just that.
You know, it's funny because we were talking about, and this is more from a, you know, we said earlier in the week, a consumer standpoint. You're upset with how, you know, disappointing preseason football can be. You want to see the starters if you can't make it up to Flowery Branch. Now with the kids in school, for many folks, that ship has sailed. But, Carl, I can't speak for the other camps around the league, but we're doing more 11-11 than I think most. And, you know, talking to some of the guys, like you mentioned your partner Brian Baldinger from the podcast. Baldy talked about it the other day, and Brian McFadden talked about it with us, Mike, that they're doing a lot of, like, as best you can simulate a real game scenario. Heck, they even had, like, a halftime today with NFL refs. And there were some pads popping, man. And it was very interesting to see how I thought they really tried to go vertical today. Zach Robinson in the passing game. We talked about how good Bijan looks good every day. Drake looks good every day. One of the best throws I've seen in this camp was that throw to Ray McLeod off about, what, 30, what you said, about 30, 40-yard touchdown. It's not a beautiful touchdown pass, but just shy of the end zone.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And we retweeted that. Falcons put it out there just to get a look at it. And it really doesn't do it justice because they slow it down. In real time, literally the ball can only be in one place. And it was right where it needed to be, and Ray makes the play.
Back shoulder throw to Drake was sweet as well.
And let me say this. When I say we've got one, okay, there are very few guys that I feel this way about in our sports city about guys that are just different. I felt this way about Acuna, which is why I always tell you Acuna for life. In 18, when he came up, I said, this kid's different. He's going to be special. He's an MVP. We know what he's capable of. We thought and have felt that Trae Young is one of these guys. He hasn't had the teammates around him, but there's no debating Trae's one of the best players in the NBA. But I got to tell you, man, I am thoroughly impressed going into this season with what I've seen from Drake London. And he's playing at a level in practice. And here's what I would tell you, and this is just my years of doing this and seeing great players.
Right.
Great players practice like they play. When I see Drake London making the plays he makes in practice, I have no debate that he is going to be able to make those same plays on Sunday. Because I see how hard he practices. I see him going after balls, Mike, that most receivers would say, oh, I couldn't have caught that anyway. Oh, I wouldn't have sell out. I don't want to hurt myself. This dude is going after every damn ball, and he's making plays. And Atlanta, I'm just telling you, he's going to be a problem this year for a lot of teams to try to defend him, and especially with the quarterback, Mike, trying to get him the ball.
And by the way, if I'm Terry Fondo, I'm not telling you how to do your job. Okay, too late. Give this guy a contract. Today, they're doing a two-minute – basically, it's not even a two-minute drill. They're doing a regular NFL clock. So the scenario, it's coming down to the final seconds of what would be the simulated game. Penix drops back to pass, and he throws an unbelievable dime. I do believe if it was an NFL game, replay would have said that Drake London was out of bounds.
Yes.
DB pushed him out. But he gives up his body to make this catch, and it was unbelievable. The problem was he hits the ground, and he's on the ground for an extended period of time. And I mean from the media to the Falcons coaching staff to the players to the fans on the hill. Everybody's like, get up, man. Please get up. And he just got the wind knocked out of him. That's what they were saying. We haven't heard anything subsequent to that. But, man, that guy is a baller. Everything Carl just said
and
this connection, this 9-to-5 connection – is really great. Really hate to not have Darnell Mooney out there.
What's up, Darnell?
DJ Shark has not done anything to establish himself as anything other than a guy in a one-year deal as an insurance policy. Bijan looked great. Tyler Algier had some punishing runs. Everything you'd expect from Tyler in the red zone. So in this simulation, real quick, Ken Segura brought up this article. A couple guys brought this up. He wrote yesterday, what if Kirk Cousins is better than Michael Penix right now? Well, it's hard to gauge because Kirk is playing with the twos. Kirk looks healthier than he did last year, but I think Penix is making more explosive plays and executing the big moments.
I do too. Jalen Walker played today. Xavier Watts played. He's going to play on Friday. And Billy Bowman playing a lot with the ones, guys.
Love his game.
Mike Ford, James, you know, Pierce Jr., also playing with the first team.
What do you think, two sacks today for him?
Probably. I mean, like, we can say that because once you
get
there,
they'll let the play go.
Yeah, they don't stop it. Absolutely. And speaking of Billy Bowman, he was talking about how much they were talking noise out there today. Listen to Billy Bowman, our safety.
You want that. Right. I mean, but yeah, when things get like that, you want that. But now we weren't saying nothing to Drake. We were just giving our applause to Mike Hughes. Had a few great plays out there on him, and he might have took offense to it or something. But you know, we go in the locker room. It's all cordial. It's all good. But competition out here for sure.
Yeah, and Billy Bowman is truly going to be our nickel. He's a guy that plays and can play corner.
Was with the ones today.
He was playing with the ones. He's not a safety, but that's how they had him listed. But I love the fact, and he's talking about an interaction between Drake and Ford. They were talking a lot of noise going back at each other. And then Xavier Watts, Mike, I do expect him to be our starting safety when it's all said and done. We will see. But he talked about today how good these reps are for guys to get.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Just coming in, you not really know what to expect, but, you know, kind of just throw you out in the fire and, you know, you either got to show up or you don't. So it's been awesome, you know, getting those reps, getting me prepared for what's to come in the season. But it's been really good for me and, you know, Philly as well, rest of the rookies too. So.
We are going to learn a lot more about these guys, especially the rookies on Friday as they play in their first preseason game. A lot of the starters won't play, but a lot of these guys who are still trying to figure it out and make sure they make a great impression will. It's Dukes and Bell live from Buffalo's Cafe, guys. Flowery Branch, 3446 Winder Highway is where we're broadcasting from. We told you yesterday in our conversation with Newzil, right?
Right, Ryan Newzil.
That Bergeron is the guy on that offensive line that is spicy.
But we knew he's got that edge, man. He's got that juice.
Well, today there was a moment where Bijan falls or either is tripped, however you want to state it, and Bergeron's going in on the D-line saying, keep him up, don't tackle him, and they're going back and forth. Caleb McGarry was asked about his personality. I want you to hear what Caleb McGarry said about Bergeron.
I mean, he's one of those guys. He's a great player, great dude. Really, really electric, you know, upbeat personality. When Burge is having a good day, pretty much everybody else is having a good day. He's just very infectious. Great personality in the room.
That's big, man. And you're going to ask, like, every good offensive line has one of those guys. You got to be able to play, but you also have to be able to be loose, and Bergeron is that guy. Hey, man, Mike, what'd you think of Michael Penix today? If you kept the numbers, he was 18 to 28. I thought he threw the ball really well, and you said it, trying to push the ball down the field.
Now, when he misses, he kind of overthrows. He sails it a little bit, and I like to think that T.J. Yates and Zach Robinson can correct that. But that said, he's going down in big chunks. We talked about that big play last year. Again, it's a small sample size. It was mop up against the Broncos and then three starts, but he did have the largest number as far as in the air, the passes down the field, and hopefully that continues. He's the kind of guy that Al Davis would have loved, right? The vertical passing game.
Yeah.
But he has – again, when you throw it down the field like that, there's going to be incompletions. But he connected more than he missed. I do think that, as we said, Bijan looks great. It looks great every week. It's amazing he makes the same move and six guys still go the wrong way. Right, Carl? Algier, we talked about, you know, the short yardage. And then Pierce Jr., great to see Walker going, Jalen Walker out there. And I thought that Leonard Floyd looked great today, too.
Leonard Floyd had a pick six, man.
Off of Kirk Cousins, his first throw.
Kirk Cousins was with the second team today, and he comes out. There's a little bit of a mix-up, whether it was like a screen play or not. Either way, Floyd played it perfectly, leaps in the air, picks off Cousins, and takes it to the house. And here's the deal. You're talking about guys that have flashed. Floyd has flashed. Floyd has been involved in plays. He had a sack today early in this scrimmage, this live scrimmage. And he has shown that he's going to be able to show up. And when we talked to him last week, he was like not wanting to share his moves and all of that stuff. But Cousins had a decent day as well. That mistake aside, 7 of 9 for Kirk Cousins. He threw the ball well with the second team. He is traditionally right now, guys, when they call for the second team offense, he is the guy that's leading the way out there.
But one thing, we brought this up earlier in the show, I do get on in my bag about preseason games and not seeing the starters. Today, like I said to Carl, I think even amongst like veterans like Dave Archer and talking to Mike Johnson, you know, that's a pretty realistic simulation today.
It was.
I mean, yes, you can't bring the quarterback to the ground. And Coach, as you mentioned, Coach Roll, like, don't touch Bijan. It was kind of like a running joke because, you know, that kind of started the fracas. But they were getting after it. So if you're doing that much 11-11, and then, guys, Tuesday and Wednesday, when the Tennessee Titans come, they will maybe get more and more of that, what they need to see on video, which sucks for you if you got a ticket, but it precludes maybe having these guys out there in preseason.
Coming up, more. As we had a chance to talk with Tyler Algier, you'll hear that interview coming up at 5:40. But when we come back, Grant McCauley's going to join us. Braves lose 7-2 to the Brewers. Game 3 of that series tonight. We'll talk about Spencer Strider on the hill. And
you want to shut him down?
Yeah, I do.